A number of immigrant advocacy groups today are filing suit against the Bush administration over a program that targets illegal immigrants. Nearly 2 years ago, the Justice Department began entering the names of thousands of immigration violators into the Maine Police Lookout database. Immigrant groups contend that is unlawful and harms public safety instead of enhancing it. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports.
The program is part of sweeping post-9/11 reforms aimed at sharing information among federal, state, and local law enforcement. Bill Strasburger of the Department of Homeland Security says it targets nearly 400,000 so-called immigrant absconders.
These are individuals who have exhausted their legal appeals in the United States and have been ordered removed. They instead have chosen to hide, to disappear.
Now these names, or at least a growing number of them, are popping up with a red flag when police run them through the computers they use daily on routine stops. Strasburger says the program's been a big success. Authorities have arrested more than 5,000 absconders, including more than 4,200 convicted felons. But immigrant advocates maintain the entire program is illegal.
Congress has been very careful in regulating what data can go into this particularly powerful database, and it is set forth in explicit categories.
New York University lawyer Michael Wishney is filing today's lawsuit. He says the police database is meant for criminal information, not civil, as immigration violations are considered, and he says Congress has specified that local and state police do not have authority to enforce federal immigration law. In May of last year, the Justice Department issued a secret legal opinion reversing such thinking. Officials say it declared that local police have an inherent authority to enforce immigration law. The controversial move sparked widespread opposition among a number of police departments. Now, by putting the names of immigration violators in the police database, called the NCIC, Wishney sees an end run.
In the face of resistance to that secret policy, they've seized upon this stealth scheme to take advantage of police officers' appropriate reliance on the NCIC and kind of co-opt them through the back door into making these arrests, even in jurisdictions where police officials are objecting to the policy.
In addition to the legal argument, the immigrant groups in today's suit say the government program is plain bad policy.
What the Justice Department is really doing is scaring the tar out of huge chunks of the American public.
Cecilia Munoz of the National Council of La Raza says that fear is already undermining public safety.
We hear from people in our communities regularly that victims of domestic violence, victims of crimes, people whose houses are on fire are scared to call the authorities because they've heard that there's some possibility that the authorities are somehow in cahoots with immigration authorities.
The Justice Department referred questions about the lawsuit to the FBI. Spokesman there had not seen the suit and declined comment. Mark Krikorian of the Center for Immigration Studies supports the government program. He notes several 9/11 hijackers were stopped by local police in the months before the attacks, but their names appeared in no database, and they were let go.
In a handful of cases, it could well have been that those people's immigration status would have come to the attention of the police when they were stopped for driving without a license or making an illegal left turn or whatever it is, and that kind of disruption of conspiracies is one of the most powerful tools the government has.
As the courts consider their case, immigrant advocacy groups worry even more names will go into the police database. The lawsuit notes the administration has suggested it will start including foreign students who violated their visas by falling behind in class load or grades. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Washington.